Don't a lot of hollow earth proponents and theorists believe that there is a civilization that exists between Mount Shasta in California?
Yes. They call it Agartha. And, yes, they believe that the opening is in Mount Shasta. And also they think that there are other openings at Mammoth Cave and Argentina's Iguazu Falls. In fact, there's one website that I found that I mentioned in the book, actually, that says that there are over a million people living there in Telos on five different levels. And it says the dimensions of this dome city are approximately 1.5 miles wide by 2 miles deep. Telos is comprised of five levels. Level 1, the top level, is the center of commerce, education, and administration. The pyramid-shaped temple is the central structure and has a capacity of 50,000. Surrounding it are government buildings, the equivalent of a courthouse that promotes an enlightened judicial system, halls of records, arts and entertainment facilities, a hotel for visiting foreign emissaries, a palace which houses the Ra and Wana Mu, the reigning king and queen of the royal Lemurian lineage, who are ascended masters, a communications tower, a spaceport, schools, food and clothing dispatches, and most residences. Level 2 is a manufacturing center, as well as a residential level. Houses are circular in shape and dust-free because of it. Like service living, housing for singles, couples, and extended families is the norm. Level 3, hydroponic gardens. Highly advanced hydroponic technology feeds the entire city with some to spare for inner-city commerce. All crops yield larger and tastier fruits, veggies, and soy products that make for a varied and fun diet for Telosians. Now completely vegetarian, the Agartha cities have taken meat substitutes to new heights. Level 4 is more hydroponic gardens, more manufacturing, and some natural park areas. Level 5 is the nature level, set about a mile beneath surface ground level. This area is a large natural environment. It serves as a habitat for a wide variety of animals, including many of those that are extinct on the surface. All species have been bred in a non-violent atmosphere, and those that might be carnivorous on the surface now enjoy soy steaks and human interaction. Here you can romp with a saber-toothed tiger with wild abandon. Together with the other plant levels, enough oxygen is produced to sustain the biosphere.
This is pretty elaborate.
Yeah,
don't
very
you think?
Detailed. It goes on if you want to hear a little more.
Yeah, actually. Please.
Computers. The Agarthian computer system is amino acid-based. That's really interesting, I think, and serves a vast array of functions. All of the sub-cities are linked by this highly spiritualized information network. The system monitors inner-city and galactic communication while simultaneously serving the needs of the individual at home. It can, for instance, report your body's vitamin or mineral deficiencies or, when necessary, convey pertinent information from the Akashic Records for personal growth. I love this next one. Money. Non-existent. All inhabitants' basic needs are taken care of. Luxuries are exchanged via a sophisticated barter system. Transportation, moving sidewalks, interlevel elevators, and electromagnetic sleds.
I want to see this plant.
It'd be great, wouldn't it? Resembling our snowmobiles within the city. For travel between cities, residents take the tube, an electromagnetic subway system capable of speeds up to 3,000 miles an hour. Yes, Agarthians are well-versed in intergalactic etiquette and are members of the Confederation of Planets. Space travel has been perfected, as has the ability for interdimensional shifts that render these ships undetectable. Entertainment. Theater, concerts, and a wide variety of the arts. Also, for you Trekkies, the holodeck. Program your favorite movie or chapter in Earth history and become a part of it. And then finally, childbirth. A painless 3 months, not nine. A very sacred process whereby upon conception, a woman will go to the temple for 3 days, immediately welcoming the child with beautiful music, thoughts, and imagery. Water birthing in the company of both parents is standard.
3 months instead of nine?
That's what it says here.
Boy, we'd have overpopulation on this planet if that happened. Who put this together, David?
OneLight.com is the website, and it's a very sensitive website about Agartha.
It's pretty elaborate for
Yes, it is. It is very detailed.